Welcome to Consequences of Our Culture podcast, where we discuss various topics through the lens of, professionals. Not just like, you'll walk around the mill, I got my GED. Like, we are, professionals. Top-notch seasoned individuals, mm-hmm. African-American individuals, yes. We see the beauty and everything in this world that God put us on this earth, mm-hmm. and, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So, the topic for today is stereotypes, all right? Mm. So, stereotypes.
Yeah.
There are a shit ton of popular stereotypes for black people.
Yeah.
Like, from talking loud in the movies, loving watermelon, fried chicken.
Yep.
I'm drawing a blank. Oh, stealing.
Being ghetto.
Being ghetto.
Ghetto loud. Everywhere you go.
Fucking
upset all the time.
Aggressive.
And
we could do this all.
Yeah, I mean, we really could.
If I had enough time, I could write down like a page full of this.
Right.
And like, it's not true.
Yeah, it's so.
It's
not true.
Honestly like a cultural thing. Like, it literally depends on where you're from and what you believe in your environment. Because, like, I'm going to tell you firsthand, like, fried chicken ain't my top choice. First of all, I'm a pescatarian. And second of all, I don't like watermelon. I never did.
I really love watermelon. But I don't eat fried chicken like that. Cool.
But anyway, a lot of the stuff, that's portrayed in stereotypes are not true necessarily. It's more of like, I feel like everyone is born as a blank sheet of paper.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And like, what gets written on that sheet of paper is what happens throughout your lifetime.
Right.
Your experiences, the decisions you make. Those are the things that put down, that necessarily make you. Mm-hmm. Your environment plays a big part in that.
Yeah.
Like, where you go to school, who's your parents, stuff of that nature. I don't feel like anything's, like, genetically passed down. I had this argument with my second wife, who was a psychologist, and she honestly believes that, like, personality, and there are a lot of people that believe personality traits get passed down. I believe, like, genetic deficiencies, like a mental, like, disorder, can be genetic, but I don't feel like personality traits get passed down from parent to child or grandparent to child. That's like far off to me.
Tell me
what you think.
I think some personality
traits. If you're around
can,
that person, of I think, course, but like not genetically. Only
I think
from
there
experience.
Are some things that like even if you grew up like in completely two different places, right? Like a set of twins that maybe got separated at birth, they're going to find that there's a lot of things that they do that's similar because they're blood. Like, maybe twins is a bad example, but I feel like there are some things that are like,
I disagree,
that are like passed down. Not saying like, I'm not saying you, like you are a product of your environment for sure, but there are some things that, that does get passed down, like certain, things that like, no matter what, that you may have gotten, like, maybe, I don't know. I think majority of it, I wouldn't say that majority is like, oh, he act like that because his daddy did. And he ain't seen his daddy ever, but that's his daddy coming out in him. There are some things that are like that, but I don't think that that's just like everything. I think like 95% of it is your environment and what you're exposed to. But,
I can't step that. I can't say that. Like,
I don't know. I think personalities, like, you ever seen somebody with the same mannerisms as like a grandparent and they've never met that grandparent, you know?
Yeah, but like they've been around that parent that's the product of that grandparent, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't see, like, someone, like, let's say you have this Mexican child, right? Mm-hmm. Black and Mexican child, raised in Japan. Never sees anything about black culture, never sees anything about Mexican culture. They raised by Japanese parents and, you know, blase blase, right?
Yeah.
I feel like they will not act anything like...
You're right.
Yeah.
I think the only reason they would even, especially if they were raised into, like, and accepted within the culture and not seen as, like, now if you're constantly told that you're different because your skin is dark or, you know, you got, you know, something like that, then you're going to always kind of, like, know certain things about yourself. Like,
yeah.
Or, I don't know, you might act a certain way because they're telling you you don't fit in here, you know? But, yeah, I can see that. I agree.
But as far as, like, how people act and stuff, I have seen people try to act more black around certain groups of people. Like, is people, like, let's say his name's John, right? John's over here, like, he doesn't fit any of the bills of the stereotypes. Like, he's a fucking accountant. He speaks very, like, proper, you know. And I've seen when people, like, get around him, like, he tries to, like, you know, spool it up a little, be like, hey, you know, try to speak with the Ebonic slang, and I'm thinking in my head, it's like, ain't you John? Chill the fuck out, you know? And, like, I feel like a lot of times people think that they have to be a certain way, you know? I feel like people feel like, you know, just because, you know, I'm black, I gotta be smooth. You know, exquisite, cool, you know? But you're not. If you're not a cool person, like, be who you are. If you're a nerd, be a fucking nerd, you know? Like, be your truth. Like, always act who you are. But as far as stereotypes, all right? So, stereotypes get popularized by people who know nothing about the actual culture or race or whatever, and, like, they get talked about. And then, like, if they see an example of it, it gets hyped up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I saw this video, and there was this woman eating, like, a watermelon in front of all these white people, and they were just cheering her on. And, like, you know, maybe she did love that watermelon. But that shit broke my fucking heart. That shit hurt me. I was like, damn, I didn't feel like those white people were genuinely, like, cheering her on because, like, you know, oh, man, she's killing that watermelon. How cool. It's like, look at this nigger tearing down this fucking watermelon. And that shit, like, hit me at the depth of my soul. I was like, you embarrassing us out here. You know, I was kind of like, damn.
You know? Well, here's the thing with stereotypes.
Go ahead.
What makes them a stereotype is because there is a little bit of truth in them.
So.
The problem is it's things that tend to be true, but are like overly, like, sensationalized or exaggerated. You know.
Right.
So it's like, yes, there are a lot of black people who like watermelon, but also, not a lot of black people like watermelon either. Every time I feel like I've had this conversation with black people, the majority of the people, like whoever I'm talking to, they usually say, I don't even like watermelon. And the thing is, like, so it's really just something that they have seen because back in slavery days, like that was one of the fruits that we used to grow. And it's like the one thing that we were allowed to eat.
Right. That's
and
where so that's,
yeah.
From.
So, you know, we were eating it because we had no choice. There's nothing else. But it doesn't mean that if given the opportunity, we would have chosen another fruit to eat, you know,
if you,
same with fried chicken or, you know, whatever. So it's just, us making a bad situation, you know, making it as best as we could, doing the best we could with what we were given.
Right.
And so it doesn't necessarily mean that all of us like it. So it's just Because if you think about, like, in comedy, stereotypes are funny because they are true a lot of the times. Like, and it's just exaggerated. It's right. funny because you know some black folks who do like certain things, or you know that one black girl that's from the hood that's that stereotype of being, you know, ghetto and, you know, popping her gum and doing, you know, all the hand motions and the long nails and, you know, the different colored hair or whatever you have. Like, it's because we do know Keisha from around the corner that talks and acts like that and dresses that way. But it doesn't mean that all black women, and specifically all black women named Keisha, you know, are going to speak that way or right. have, you know, those things. But, you know, that's what, so stereotypes do have a level of truth to them. They're just overly exaggerated.
What?
And, yeah. you know, and I just, but, and I feel like it can get dangerous a lot of times too with these stereotypes, because we don't recognize the fact that they are just a stereotype or something that was just, that is overly exaggerated. And we use that lens to see whoever, you know, whatever race we're looking at. And specifically right now we're talking about black people. We use those stereotypes to look at black folks. And when they don't fall into that, because even us black people, we do it to ourselves. Like when we see a black person that speaks a certain way or dresses certain ways, into certain music or whatever, we deem them as not black, you know, or they're weird, or, you know, they're not one of us, you know, type thing. And so, I mean, yeah, I feel like these stereotypes can get real dangerous and have a horrible effect on our culture as a whole. Like, we get to where we're not seeing people anymore. We're just going by, you know, these stereotypes. So
I want to point out something that you said, like, as far as, like, with the watermelon and stuff, like, black people, because it was readily available, mm-hmm. you know, to the slaves at that time. If you look at all black cuisine, mm-hmm. like, you know, most Southern cuisine, it's, you know, stuff that was cheap. And that they could, like, you know, use and stuff. And they turned it into something amazing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the pork. A lot of reasons, like, a lot of, because, you know, pork was, like, you know, it's the unclean meat. It's given yeah. to, you know, just, yeah, a shit ton of hogs. Go take one and, you know, slaughter. And, you know, black people, you know, did their thing with it. The chicken is, even now, the chicken is the cheapest type of meat. And, like, you know, it's because it's readily available. It's so many chickens. Chickens multiply quick. So, yeah, you know, black people did what they could. So, like, you could say, like, fried chicken and watermelon. But, like, these are things that, like, black people took because it was readily available. It's not, like, genetically in us to, like, love, you know, chicken or watermelon. Yeah. It's that, like, culturally, this is something that has been passed down from generations. You know, but that still doesn't necessarily mean, you know, all black people, you know, like a certain thing. I feel like when you say all of anything, it can never be correct, because there's always an exception to the rule. And where stereotypes become unhealthy is when they're, like, an extremely negative stereotype. Like, so chicken and watermelon, that's kind of like a ha-ha, yeah, got you. But when you think, like, all black people, like, are inherently violent, you know, dangerous thieves, you know, they have a taste for, like, white women and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Like, when you believe those things and, like, you, like, get on a platform of propaganda and you, like, you know, display those things and you create, like, this hatred towards black people, when in actuality, the people who do these things and say these things have no real understanding of black people. They don't really know black people.
Yeah.
Like, if you say black people, or if you think, even, like, subliminally, that black people are inherently violent, you are incorrect. There are, of course, you know, if you look at any lower income or lower class type of people, there is more violence in the lower income. And yes, there are a lot of black people in lower income, mm-hmm. right? In the yeah. lower income houses, lower income situations. But that's across the board. Even white people that live in the trailer parks, white mm-hmm. people, they are inherently violent. It's not a black thing Yeah. It's a like a cultural thing. It's like your situation. It's your product of your environment.
Yeah.
So, you know, you being naturally afraid of a black person, you know, than a white person, just is a exploitation of your ignorance.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, people, like, a lot of people who know me, they know how, like, calm and subdued I am. Like, I don't, like, get upset. I get excited about things, but it's really hard to get me upset and aggressive.
Yeah.
Like, I have rules and boundaries for, like, you know, my anger. And, you know, I am a very contained person. So, you know, that's when it gets dangerous. When, like, people believe the stuff they tell them. And, like, if you believe stuff like that, like, it's the people that, the only examples they have are what they see on TV or what they hear on the radio.
Yeah.
Like, when they keep, like, popularizing, like, oh, you know, a black person, you know, did this, or the black people riot, or, you know, all you see is the rap videos, and all you see is, like, basketball players, but you never really see any, you know, black people doing, they don't promote the, like, positivity that's different, you know? Like, they don't promote, like, the black businesses and stuff like that. They rather you think that all black people are hoodlums and dangerous. That's, you know, the stereotypes that we have to get away from. That's the problem. We have to understand, like, these things aren't a genetic thing. It's not a racial thing. Like, there's bad parts of every race, but it's more so their environment. If you raise someone in a good environment, they will turn out to be a good person. If you have someone, you know, go through struggles and hard times, they can be good, but a lot of times the struggle and hard times will get the best of people.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I would, like I was saying earlier, that they can, these stereotypes can become dangerous when we start using them as a lens to look at people. Okay. And begin, like, you know, just assuming, like, being afraid of black people or assuming, you know, things about black folks. Like, what was it you said a second ago that,
they don't, they're afraid because they really don't understand or know? Or...
Yeah, like, being that whole, like, having that bias against someone from the get-go, just like,
right,
you know.
Like judging a book by its cover.
Yeah, because, and it's really, like, because of these stereotypes you've seen in the media.
Example,
and,
right, the only example, yeah, all you have was bad books to look at.
Yeah.
So when you see this book, it's automatically a bad book. You, yeah, don't even take the time to understand. So,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
No, so yeah, it becomes more than just like, oh, it's funny, you think we all eat watermelon. Like, it can become... It can range from, like, as something as simple as that to, you know, oh, this man is going to probably do something to me and I need to call the cops on him. And now he's dead because you've called the cops because he looked at you. You know, it's like these, like, stereotypes can be just so dangerous.
Yeah.
And we, and, you know, like I was saying earlier, that even we as black people sometimes have these biases because of the things that we've seen about ourselves in the media, because even when that's all you see about even your own culture, you start to believe it and you think that, man, we are, because we're the main ones we always see on TV, jacking somebody's car, or, you know, killing somebody or whatever, when really we don't kill people any more than any other, you,
yeah,
know, race. It's just, that's what they're choosing to show. And, you know, we get to the point where we even treat each other badly. And
exactly.
Like, a few years ago, I had...
Because if you keep... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, like, a few years ago, I realized that even within myself that, like, I had to check myself because I'm like, I'm over here kind of like, you know, I'm wanting to step off the sidewalk, you know, or I'm on guard when I see a black male, you know, that's like... Like, if I'm in a parking deck or something and I see a black male and I feel like he's not dressed, you know, the way that I feel like a well-respecting man, you know, society should be dressed like. If he's not, you know, like a button-down suit, I'm going to assume he's up to no good, you know. And And when I realized that within myself that I was having these kind of like fears, just walking down the street and they ain't doing nothing, you know,
right.
Haven't said nothing to me, barely even looked at me, probably not even thinking about me. And I remember realizing that within myself and being like, okay, I got to change that because I'm not afraid of my own people. Like, and I remember that was something that I would say in my head a lot is I'm not afraid of my own people. Like, I'm not afraid of my brothers. I'm not afraid of my sisters. Like, they are a part of me. You know, and even if we didn't grow up in the same place, we may not have anything in common. Like, that's still my brother. And I'm not afraid of my people. And so that was something I had to, like, kind of check within myself and make sure that I'm not, you know, putting things, like, out like that. Because, I have brothers, I have friends, you know, that are Black men. And I just was like, I feel like I wouldn't want anybody looking at you or my brothers that way. And I've seen people look at my brothers, especially my middle brother. He's really tall, big dude. Not like fat necessarily, but just a big guy, you know?
Okay.
And people tend to be intimidated. I've seen people kind of like, you know, just kind of clutch their bag type thing, you know? And what that must do to someone's psyche to walk around and people be afraid of you all the time. It just makes you like feel like you can't, you gotta, you know, constantly like kind of be on guard and make sure you're not making any sudden movements and all of that. You can't be free.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not going to contribute to that. I'm not going to contribute to making people feel like a certain way because of stereotypes and because of these, you know, unconscious bias that that people have. So,
yo, growing up as a Black man in Alabama, and then both of us lived in Alabama and Georgia, like you get so used to it, and it's honestly sad. Like, you know, I was in like the shop, and I was at a grocery store, and like, you know. Oh, you know, I've seen a woman, like, you know, clutch your purse and move away from me or something like that. You know, there's nothing wrong with me. Like, you know, I was clean and shit. I didn't steal nothing. But, like, it was like, it didn't even faze me. I think I was on the phone with you. And I was like, yeah, it didn't even, like, faze me. It wasn't anything I thought about. Because, it's happened so, like, many times.
Yeah.
Like, I've, like, you know, been out walking past stuff. And, people start to lock their cars. They've been out there the whole time and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, stuff like that, like, you honestly get used to, and it's a shame, because, you know, I could see if it was like that, and you did that to everybody, but, you know, let's be real, like, a majority of times, you do it because it's a Black person, you know, it's Black, and you, like, know nothing about me, you know, I mean, it's just out there, but what you said when you said, like, a person becomes, like, they see an example of it and they become that. Mm-hmm. And if you, you know, show a person that this is all they can be and they don't have no direction, they'll believe it. Like, if a person doesn't have, like, a father figure necessarily, or someone to lead them, or, like, in a strong mom or something, like, they will, like, believe, like, this is all they could be. All I could be is, like, you know, a fucking, like, you know, drug dealer, hustler, ball player, shit like that. And, like, that's all there will be. And that will just feed into the stereotype. You know? We have to get away from that. We have to, like, branch out and, like, do other things to be the best we could do. But I'm not gonna lie, like, sometimes, whenever one of us tries to do something different, we bring them down. And we've been taught that.
Yeah.
From, like, slavery days. We've been taught that if someone tries to do better and it's not us, talk shit. You know? That was a form, that was something they put into us to keep us from progressing so we could attack each other. It was like something they could take their hands off it. Them niggas gonna fuck themselves up. We have to support each other. You know?
Yeah.
If, like, Randall wants to start a podcast, Like, don't say no negative shit. Like, be like, all right, brother, I see you. Just let me know when it's on, you know? Like, you know, if Stephanie, you know, starts all these businesses, don't say no negative shit, because these people are trying to do better things, you know, for themselves. And by them doing better things, by them being your people and doing better things, you should support that. Because honestly, a lot of our people waste their time doing the wrong things to get ahead. Doing the things that, you know, will get us in jail. And let's be real, like, the laws are made against us. Like, you know, sell weed to support your family, like, they'll put you in jail for 5 years. You know? But it's fucking crazy. You could go to jail here, but in Colorado, like, weed's legal. It's fucking mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Like, cocaine, you know, doesn't have as long a sentence as crack. Like, if crack's a black drug, let's be real. It's a setup. Yeah. So, if a person finds an ulterior way, another way to get to a certain level, we have to support that.
Yeah.
So,
agreed.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I think we're gone as far as we could go with this. And that's it for this week's episode on stereotypes. Tune in every Tuesday. We're dropping a new video on YouTube, you know, trying to be consistent and whatnot. And, you know, support us.
And yes, please. Support, support, support.
That's it. My name's Randall.
I'm Stephanie.
And we'll see you guys later.
Okay, bye.